This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Children who kill, do they deserve a break? The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled that juveniles cannot be given mandatory life sentences with no possibility of parole, regardless of what they might have done. The cases before the court involved two 14-year-old boys, one who was with another boy who killed a video store clerk with a sawed-off shotgun during a robbery, and one who beat his mother's drug dealer to death with a baseball bat. The court ruled the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment, guarantees the right not to be subjective to excessive sanctions. The court said that juveniles have a lack of maturity that makes them more vulnerable to negative influences and undue pressure from family and peers, and that life without parole is at odds with a child's capability for change. Four justices dissented, but the majority ruled, and children who could be given life for taking a life might have a chance to get a life after all. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.